Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm evening across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and light breezes in Jerusalem. Temperatures are staying mild, making it a pleasant night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu in Lebanon. As long as Hezbollah threatens us, we stay, reports Ynet from 3 hours ago. Also, the Times of Israel reports from 3 hours ago, have fun in hell. IDF kills Islamic Jihad man who held Rom Braslavsky hostage. Also this hour, from Walla, 26 minutes ago, President Herzog's warning, the cracks are breaking us from within. This is an emergency. Separately, I-24 News notes from 19 minutes ago, a poll reveals half of Israelis prefer a broad national unity government, but most reject Netanyahu or Eisenkot as PM. And finally, JTA reports from 5 hours ago, pro-Palestinian legislation led by Mamdani gains support upstate. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted just 15 minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu highlighted Israel's successes against regional threats but stressed the ongoing nature of the conflicts. Iris, a commentator, posted 26 minutes ago that Netanyahu reaffirmed his strong stance against Iran, stating he would attack a third time if necessary to prevent nuclear armament. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, reported 14 minutes ago that oil flow through the Strait of Hormuz is returning to pre-war levels, according to the New York Post. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Ynet report, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, joined by Defense Minister Israel Katz, visited the IDF buffer zone in Lebanon earlier today. They assessed the latest defense developments and reiterated their stance against Hezbollah's threats. The visit underscores ongoing tensions and Israel's commitment to safeguarding its borders. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, the IDF recently neutralized Talal Abdel Al, a senior Islamic Jihad figure involved in recent hostilities. This action follows a series of operations targeting top terror operatives. The IDF's operations aim to dismantle key threats and maintain regional stability. Meanwhile, President Isaac Herzog delivered a stark warning at the Herzliya conference today. He emphasized the urgent need to address internal divisions within Israeli society. Herzog's comments come as the nation approaches critical elections, urging unity amid growing concerns. In a related development, I-24 News highlights a recent poll showing a preference for national unity in government. However, the survey indicates significant opposition to Netanyahu and Eisenkot as potential leaders. This reflects the current political climate and challenges facing Israeli leadership. Finally, from JTA's earlier report, pro-Palestinian legislation is gaining traction upstate, led by lawmaker Mamdani. Additionally, Israel's mission to the UN in New York appoints a former IDF media chief as spokesperson. These developments could influence diplomatic dynamics and Israel's international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Migdal is investing approximately 450 million shekels in rental housing, marking a major expansion in the Israeli market. Separately, CTEC reports that Rafael, the maker of Iron Dome and Iron Beam, secured a $2.3 billion defense deal with Romania. Deliveries are set to begin within 3 years, strengthening bilateral defense ties. And finally, Globes details the new restrictions faced by Nochi Dankner following his bankruptcy. Once a powerful figure in the Israeli economy, Dankner's situation underscores the challenges of financial recovery. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.